Okay, we're going to talk about Tfilas HaDerech today. Figure out why it seems that we don't say Tfilas HaDerech as often as we potentially should, especially in America. People really only say Tfilas HaDerech when they're going on a class trip or something like that. It's not as common to say Tfilas HaDerech. In Eretz Yisrael, it's probably more common, but in America, for sure not. So the question is why? Why is it that it's so rare to say Tfilas HaDerech? So if you look in the Gemara, source number one says, "Amar le Eliyahu le Rabbi Yehuda Acha de Rav Salah Chasida lo tirtach ve lo tachti lo tar ve lo tachti ukshata yotze le derech imach bekon chavatzei." So when you're going out on the way, you should literally check with your Creator first, and then go out. So Gemara asks, "Mahi imach bekon chavatzei?" Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rav Chista, zot tfilas haderech. This refers to tfilas haderech. Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rav Chista, kol yotze le derech tzarech lisbal lo tfilas haderech. And then the Gemara explains what Tfilas HaDerech is. The Gemara then asks, "Emas Matzli, when do you say Tfilas HaDerech?" Amar Yaakov Amar Chista, Mishash Amahalech Baderech, from the time that you go out. Ad Kama, Amar Yaakov Amar Chista, Ad Parsa. Until when? Until a Parsa. So that's the Gemara. It seems pretty pasha that there is a requirement to say Tfilas HaDerech whenever you go out on the way, up to a Parsa. But if you look in the Rambam doesn't bring Tfilas HaDerech. The Rambam in source number 2 is the closest thing to Tfilas HaDerech. And the Rambam in source number 2 says, "Hanichnas lekrach, Omer yiratzon fanecha, Hashem alakai shetachniseni lekrach zeh l'shalom. Ve'im nichnas b'shalom, Omer modi ani lefanecha, Hashem alakai shechnasti l'shalom. Ukshe yivakesh latzeis, when you want to leave, Omer yiratzon fanecha, Hashem alakai shetotzieni mikrach zeh l'shalom. Vim yatza b'shalom, and if you were successful, then you say modi ani lefanecha Hashem lakai shetzani mekrach zeh l'shalom." So, the Rambam doesn't have a Tfilas HaDerech. The closest thing he has to Tfilas HaDerech is this thing that sounds a little bit, it's missing a lot of the language. And the reason we know that it's not Tfilas HaDerech is because it doesn't have the language of the Gemara, that the Gemara gives us Tfilas HaDerech. So what is the Rambam even talking about here with this halacha? So it doesn't have a chasima, it doesn't say anything about a makom sakana, just as any time you go anywhere, he doesn't talk about a parsa or anything. So the Pri Chadash actually says that the Rambam has a completely different understanding of the Gemara, and the Rambam thinks that this is talking about a tefillah ksara. When we see the Gemara, sometimes it's us as a tefillah ksara that you say when you're in danger. So that's what he thinks source number one is talking about. And his thing that he has over here in source number two is a Gemara in the ninth parak of Brachos, that whenever you go into a city, you say something to Hashem, but it's not Tfilas HaDerech. So the Rambam Lamaisa doesn't have Tfilas HaDerech. So if we were looking for reasons why we don't say Tfilas HaDerech, we could always say, well, the Rambam doesn't paskin that way, and I like to follow the Rambam. Or at least it's a suffix, it's the Rambam doesn't bring it down. So it's probably not why it became the minhag not to say Tfilas HaDerech, but you always have that in your back pocket. As we know, when it comes to halacha, it would be nice if halacha was black and white and we could just know every situation. You know, you just look somewhere and then it tells you what to do in this specific situation. But every situation is different, and we try and put together snifim lahakel in a lot of different situations. So here you have the Rambam as a potential snif lahakel. But it's probably not what we rely on. So we need a little bit more. So most of the Rishonim do bring this concept of Tfilas HaDerech. But the machlokas, what does it mean, ad parsa? So, in source number 3, Rashi says, ad parsa, avalola achar shehalach parsa. Once you have traveled a parsa's length, which is about 3 miles, so once you've traveled 3 miles, now you can no longer say tfilas haderech. So you're only able to say tfilas haderech within 3 miles of the beginning of your trip, according to Rashi. Rashi then brings the bahag, balachas gedolos mefarish ad kama yevakesh leilich sheitzarech lespala. The Bahag says ad parsa doesn't mean how long do you have to say Tfilas HaDerech. It means how long does the trip have to be in order to be chayav to say Tfilas HaDerech. If you're traveling a trip of 3 miles, that's what requires Tfilas HaDerech. But if it's not, so then you wouldn't say Tfilas HaDerech. That's what the Bahag says. Ad parsa. Filu ein lo leilich el ad parsa. Aval derech pachus mi parsa, but less than a parsa. Ein tzarech l'tfilah zo. Then you wouldn't say it in that situation. So again, you have Rashi who says that ad parsa means that's what you need to say. You need to say tfilas haderech within 3 miles. And the Baal Lechos Gedolos who says that the trip has to be a parsa. But really it seems like you could say it whenever you want during that trip. And then the last one, is in source number 4, Rabbeinu Yonah adds that while one should ideally say it within a parsa, you can really say it until within a parsa of your destination. So there's really three different options of what odd parsa means. Odd parsa could mean that's how long you have to say Tfilas HaDerech, or odd parsa means that's how long the trip has to be, or it means you have all the time until you get to within a parsa of your destination. So three very different shitas. So what's a machlokes? What's a machlokes based on? So it could be, it's a fundamental machlokes. Pnei Yeshua explains, it's a machlokes in what is this halacha of ad parsa? Says Rashi says ad parsa isn't a halacha in Tfilas HaDerech. It's a halacha in Hilchos Brachos in general. Whenever you're making a bracha, you have to be able to focus when you're making the bracha. So if you're traveling and you're already, when the Gemara is talking about trips, it's not talking about the trips that we go on, right? Trips back then used to be dangerous because there were robbers on the sides of the road, or who knows what was going on the way. There were wild animals that were going to jump out and attack your wagon. There was so much going on then that was our dangers, as we'll get to, is more car accidents and the like, or chas v'shalom terrorists. But back then it was, you know, every trip you would go on, once you got in that wagon, so now you were in danger of getting attacked by listim, robbers, or wild animals. So Rashi held that once you're out on the way, you can no longer focus. Once you pass a parsa on your trip, on your traveling, now you're not going to be able to focus anymore. You're going to be too worried, and you're not going to be able to focus on saying the bracha. So that's why he said it's ad parsa. Others say that it's more of an issue of tefilas haderech. It says, himalech bekoncha. You have to check with your creator before you go. So if you're already halfway on the way on your trip, and then all of a sudden you say, oh, by the way, Hashem, is it okay if I go on this trip? So that doesn't make any sense. That's what we call asking for forgiveness instead of asking for permission. So it's not himalech bekoncha, let's say. Well, the Bahag and others would say that tefilas haderech is for protection. And so as long as you're on the trip, you want that protection. It's like if you're eating food. So do we say that, well, you're supposed to make the bracha before you eat the food. So would we say that, you know, while you're chewing, oh, well, it's already too late, so I'm not going to make the bracha anymore? No, the halacha is you're supposed to spit it out, put it to the side of your mouth, whatever it is. It's not, well, once I started doing something wrong, so then it's okay. Some people have this idea when it comes to Shabbos, that if I messed up and I was mechalel Shabbos, so then, you know, the rest of the day I could be mechalel Shabbos. That doesn't make any sense. So it's the same thing over here. Oh, well, I missed Tfilas HaDerech, so forget about it. No, as long as you have the opportunity to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for protection, you should ask for protection. So you have a machlokes. So Lamaisa, what's the halacha when it comes to the ad parsa of Tfilas HaDerech? So in source number 5, the Shulchan Aruch says, Omer Osa Achar She'ichsik Baderech. So you start saying Tfilas HaDerech once you're out on your way. Ve'ein la'omer elim kein yesh lo leilich parsa. You shouldn't say it unless your trip is a parsa worth. Avapachos mi parsa lo yachtom bebarach. Less than a parsa, you shouldn't make the bracha. Then he quotes Rashi, l'chatchila yomer osa b'parsa rishona. Ideally say it within a parsa. V'imshachach mi la'omer, and if you forgot, then yomer osa kol zman shabaderach. You could say it the whole time. V'vavad shelo igia toch parsa hasmucha la'ir. So really, the Shulchan Aruch paskins all three shitas. Ideally, you should say Tfilas HaDerech within a parsa of you leaving. And you should only say Tfilas HaDerech if the trip is at least a parsa. If you didn't say it within a parsa of your trip, then you could say it as long as you haven't arrived to within a parsa of the destination. So then the question is, what does it mean, Hichzik Baderech? What does it mean? Because right now, I would think that anytime I travel anywhere, once I get in the car and I've traveled 3 miles, I've traveled to parsa, which isn't so far in a car. So now, I should have said Tfilas HaDerech already. So is that the case? Should we really be saying Tfilas HaDerech right when we get in the car wherever we're going? So the Mishnah Berurah says, not so simple. Mishnah Berurah says, Shehichzik Baderech Rutsa Lomer Shelo Yom Renek Shadain Hu Besocha Ir Shadarba. You shouldn't say it while you're still in the city. Af Shemichin Atzmo Latzay Saderech. Even though you're getting ready to go, the ibur shalir dahinu shivim amu ma'at yoser samach la'ir la'achashar kvar kalu kol abatim hareu ketocha ir. So the Mishnah Berurah comes up with this, not a chiddush. It's not his own chiddush. He's quoting a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham quotes a Gemara Nedarim, which says that the tchum of the city has the status of the city. So as long as you're within the tchum, so you haven't left the city. So we often, don't really associate with the halachas of tchum because we think, the only time that maybe there's an issue of tchum, if I'm walking to a hospital or something, so then maybe there'll be a tchum issue. But when am I really walking anywhere that I'm going to be going outside of the tchum? So I never really investigate where the tchum is. But here would be a nafkamina of where the tchum is to make sure. Because you can't say tefillas aderech until you are 70 amos and a parsa outside. So according to Moshe Feinstein, that comes out to 120 feet plus 3 miles out of the city. But it has to be 120 feet outside of where the houses are. Where do the houses end? So, I don't know, if you're here, if you're, you know, you start in Mishkafayim and you're going out to Kvish Eser. So I guess once you hit Kvish Eser and you start driving already, so if you're making a right, so then, you know, you get away from houses pretty quickly. If you're making a left, going to Kvish Echad, so then you still have houses on the side for a little bit. And the question is, how far is the break, you know, between Mishkafayim and, I don't know, Zanoach or whatever else there is that's there? Is that enough to be outside of the Tchum? So you'd have to figure that out. So that would be one possibility as to why we don't say Tefillah Sederach so much, especially in America, is because you've never necessarily left, you feel like you've never left the city. You're always potentially within a parsa of the city, and if you're really within a parsa of the city at all times, so then it's always a suffix whether you'd make Tefillah Sederach. A similar reason comes from Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach. The Beralacha, says this straight out. He says, "Lechora in source number 7, Lechora lefiza afilu im yesh lo lisa parsa biyachad, ach shu nosei parsa derech eze ir, o she yodeh she eze ir krova betzad derech nisiyotzo betoch parsa, gam kein lo yomer tefilas aderech, b'chasima daleka makum sakanta." As long as you are near a city, you don't make tefilas aderech. So when you're traveling, going to Kvisha, if you're driving through Shalayim, this is why, you know, we have... we're privileged to have Rav Eisenstein on our van every morning when we go into yeshiva. So, you know, he won't make Tefillah Sederach when we're going on Kvish Echad. Because if we're going on Kvish Echad, so you're always near another city. There's cities built up on the sides. And for sure in America, that's true on a lot of the highways. You're always going to have cities on the sides of the highways. So if you're always near a city, so it's ki'ilu, you never left your original place. And that's why you wouldn't necessarily say Tefillah Sederach. But more than that, so that's the Beralacha. But more than that, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, in source number 8, says, "Be'ikar adavar mesubkani, de'ba'osam akvishim u'ba'osam azmanim shekle rechav metzuyim, v'koshkerim yeshkam pikuach shal mishtara nayedet, yitachin shetov levarach b'liyaz karas ha'chasima." It says, "Achzech chidish," but Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that you only say tefillas aderech if you're passing through an area where there's no houses, or it's a neighborhood that there might be an attack. And not only that, but if there are always cars around you, so then there's really no danger either. There's a greater presence of security, so it's not as dangerous. So this obviously leads to, we'll get to shortly, what is Tefillah Sederach exactly protecting you from? So if it's car accidents, well, the more cars on the road, the more likely there is to be a car accident, probably. But if it's the danger that we're afraid of an attack or something like that, by lister machayos ra'os, so then the more security presence that there is, the more cars that there are, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, the less likely you are to say Tefillah Sederach. So it seems to think that if there's no sakana, if there's no danger, so then you don't say Tefillah Sederach. And this is, you know, a big chiddush, but it's what many achronim say, that the purpose of Tefillah Sederach is to give you protection. And therefore, if there's not a sakana, so then there's no Tefillah Sederach. Now this is taken to the extreme by the Sefer Tehillah LeDavid when he discusses traveling on a train. And he says that really you should say Tefillah Sederach. But he says that since there's less of a concern of list of Machayos Ros, he says that there's no chiyuv to say Tefillah Sederach in such a situation. And he says that, again, when you're on the train, so there's less of a concern that you're going to be attacked or anything like that. And so therefore he says that there's no reason to say Tefillah Sederach on a train. So that's you take the Tehillah David, Shlomo Zalman Orbach. As long as there are cars around, you wouldn't say Tefillah Sederach. So that limits saying Tefillah Sederach tremendously, you know, unless you're driving on the back roads, you know, in America, you're driving up to the country or something like that. So you're much less likely to say Tefillah Sederach in that situation.
On the close to home thing, there's a funny stat, but it's skewed. In most cases of a car accident, the Huan Sun happened close to home.
Right.
But also most driving happens close to home.
So it's not.
So it's like I'm saying 95% of most people's driving is within a mile of a house.
So it doesn't say anything. So
it's like it's a stat they always use, but
right.
It's
not that it's more dangerous to
more.
Drive. There's just more driving.
More driving, there'll be
right.
More. Right. Because Rosh Shlomo Zalman saying the more Because he is somehow the safer.
Because he's not concerned with car accidents. He's taking the approach of it was instituted. Chazal instituted Tfilas HaDerech because of the list of Mechayos Raos. That's what you say in the Tfilah. You don't say, protect me from other crazy drivers or anything like that. So that's why it's not as much of an issue. There are others who point out also that even within, when we discuss a parsa, so it's a question of, is it a parsa? When we give shiurim of distance, is that a shiur of distance or is that a shiur of time? And now that we would be traveling, you could travel a distance much quicker because of cars. They used to talk about it because of trains. So does that now change things because of that? Meaning, is it a flat distance of 3 miles, or is it the time that it takes to walk a parsa? The time that it takes to walk a parsa, the shear that they usually give is 72 minutes. So then, according to that, if you would go that direction, so then you'd only make Tfilas HaDerech if it's a 72-minute trip. So that already obviously limits a lot more of our trips because of that. And Rav Nissen Kaplan points out that it's not just the 72 minutes, how long the trip is, it's how long the trip that you're going on would take if there were no traffic also. So he says, driving to Yerushalayim might take 72 minutes if you're driving there, on Chol HaMoed or something like that, but that doesn't necessarily require you to make a Tfilas HaDerech. It's the distance has to be a distance that would take that amount of time if there were no traffic. So again, that limits it tremendously also. The final Snif Lahakel is based off of an airplane. So when it comes to traveling on an airplane, so the question is, when do you say Tfilas HaDerech when you're flying? So the Aderes says that Tfilas HaDerech, he used to say Tfilas HaDerech when they turned on the plane. I don't know when you turn on the plane. I'm not sure if there's an ignition on a plane. But that's what he said. He was talking about boats because he held that once you turn on the plane, so at that point, or like let's say they close the door, it's whatever point it is that there's no turning back anymore. That's called Hifzik Baderech. Whenever there's no turning back anymore. Yeah, so that's why Rav Willick says, once they're taxiing, so then they're less likely to go back. But that's, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky said it's when they're speeding up on the runway, because once they're speeding up, then it's like, to stop would be, and Rav Shlomo Zalman said that you say Tfilas HaDerech right when it lifts off, because that's when you're actually in danger if something goes wrong. Right, that's why he said it. So you're saying, what is he concerned about if his whole thing? So maybe that's why he said v'zeh chiddush, and he's saying I wouldn't go to that extreme to say that it's only, listen. So he says, but if something were to go wrong, there was a malfunction right when you take off, that's when it's more dangerous. So that's why he said you would say Tfilas HaDerech then. But there are some who suggest that you shouldn't say Tfilas HaDerech at all. This is the Ragachover's big chiddush that he said that because it's not a derech. Yeah. So he said it's not a derech because it's only considered, the Gemara in Chulin says that the sky is a derech for birds. And so he said that you don't say Tfilas HaDerech because it's only Tfilas HaDerech and the air is not a derech. Okay. Maisa, Soloveitchik used to travel a lot back and forth from Boston to New York. And so in Nebuchadnezzar, Rav Schechter brings that Rav Soloveitchik said that in the beginning when he used to fly back and forth, he used to say Tfilas HaDerech. But after a few years, he got used to plane travel and he wasn't concerned anymore. And he stopped saying it. And he said that this is how Tfilas HaDerech works. That if you yourself are not scared, so then you don't say Tfilas HaDerech. Because the whole institution of Tfilas HaDerech is a subjective tefillah. It's tefillah be'eis tzara. So if you don't feel that you are in an eis tzara, so then you wouldn't say Tfilas HaDerech. That's in source number 11 that he quotes that. So this is obviously a chiddush to say that this is what Tfilas HaDerech is, was instituted. Even if you say, like Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that Tfilas HaDerech is based off of whether there's a danger or not. But, and therefore if there's cars around, so then even though you're on the derech, nevertheless, it's not dangerous. But to say that it's subjective, that you could have two people in the same situation on a plane, and one person will say Tfilas HaDerech because this is their first time flying, and one person won't. So it's a chiddush that Rav Soloveitchik held.
Ask your chapter one about Birkas HaGoma.
Yeah.
And he gave me the same answer.
Yeah, they say the flip side of Birkas HaGoma, they say the same thing, that Birkas HaGoma is also subjective. I was once driving, someone was driving me to YU from Teaneck, and there was like the merge into the George Washington Bridge, and we were very slowly merging because it's like 10 lanes going into to 3 lanes, very slow merge, and there was a big truck next to us, and we were merging, and the truck went into our car. I was like, okay, it was annoying because then, you know, we had to stay there, but no, I didn't feel like we were in danger at any point, but there was another person in the car who was very panicked afterwards, and they went to ask Rav Willig, and Rav Willig told them that they should say Birkas HaGomel. So I went to Rav Willig afterwards. I was like, I was in the car. It wasn't scary. And he said, no, if this person felt that they were in danger, so then they would say Birkas HaGomel, even though you wouldn't. So it's the same thing. You know, they take that same approach between Tzil Sederach and Birkas HaGomel. But because of this, Rav Schechter, you know, he himself said that he would say Tfilas HaDerech. I mean, this I have from, you know, a long time ago. I don't know if he still says this, but he said Tfilas HaDerech anywhere he goes because he always feels he's in danger because there are so many crazy drivers on the road and there's so many car accidents all the time. So he would say Tfilas HaDerech going from Brooklyn to Manhattan, even though it's like it's in the same city. But Rav Soloveitchik held that you could say Tfilas HaDerech even before you left the city again. If the whole point of Tfilas HaDerech is when you feel you're in danger, so then he said that since the Sakana exists even in the city, he was saying that when did they say Ad Parsa and all of that? That was because that was the definition of danger in their times. But in our times, where it's, if the statistic, whether it's right or wrong or skewed or not, nevertheless, if you feel that there's a danger close to home, so then according to this approach, you would say Tfilas HaDerech right away. And it's, you know, it's completely subjective. And the Taz says something similar in source number 12. He says, Mashmi zed beholich b'mokom sakana yeshli spela Tfilas HaDerech apilu b'pachas miparsa dezil basar taima. So the Taz says it himself, that if you are traveling b'mokom sakana, so even less than a parsa, you would say Tfilas HaDerech. So this is what Soloveitchik held, and this is what Rav Schechter holds. So if you're not scared, then you wouldn't say it, and if you are scared, then you would say it. But again, either way, this is another svar to not say Tfilas HaDerech on your daily trips. You know, even if it's something that technically would be chayav Tfilas HaDerech because you're traveling more than a parsa, and even if there's no cars around or anything like that, according to Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Schechter, and that group, you would say, you wouldn't say Tfilas HaDerech in such a situation. You need to decide for yourself if it's scary or not. So, the Maisa, there's a bunch of different reasons why people wouldn't say Tfilas HaDerech. You know, you're always within the parts of the city. There are always other cars around. You're not scared. 72 minutes. You know, as I said with Rav Eisenstein, I know that when we go to Yerushalayim on Kvish Achad, he doesn't say it, but when we go on 375, then he does say it because there's no communities over there. I don't know. I don't remember if we discussed the cars. What if you're sitting in, you know that there's a line of cars. Sometimes you get stuck behind a truck over there and then there's a long line of cars. So does that then mean that you would say it? Never asked him. So I don't know if that would change things. But usually that's the general mahalach according to these poskim. So Rav Eisenstein doesn't go with the Schechter or Soloveitchik approach of that if you don't feel you're scared, because, you know, we've done this trip hundreds of times and, you know, nothing's ever happened. So no one's scared at this point on that trip. But nevertheless, you know, technically it seems to fit into the obligation, and therefore we would say it in those situations. Or Simon, I remember once telling me that he said it whenever he went over the George Washington Bridge. Yaakov Kamenetsky used to say Tfilas HaDerech from Muncie to New York. So there are definitely those that say Tfilas HaDerech. Rav Asher Weiss, in an article a long time ago, wrote that because of all the sveikas, he said that you should say it without the Shem Hashem. But then he ends with, but he's nervous to paskin that way. So he just put it out there to scare you from saying Tfilas HaDerech with the Shem Hashem, and then said, but I don't know. So that's the Rav Asher Weiss approach. It wasn't just Rav Asher Weiss that said not to say Tfilas HaDerech in that situation. I saw Rabbi Jachter quoted Rabbi Amital as saying that the reason that we don't say Tfilas HaDerech nowadays is because of all these questions. So he says, look, Lamaisa, we probably accepted Rashi's approach that it's not for protection, but it's Mtilas Rishus, and therefore he says that we generally wouldn't say Tfilas HaDerech. Sometimes people say Safek Brachos Lahakel, but it's unclear if Safek Brachos Lahakel really applies by Tfilas HaDerech, because if you say that Tfilas HaDerech is actually a tefillah and not a bracha, so then we would probably apply the rule of Halavai Shei Yispalel Kol Hayom Kula. So we don't say by tefillah, we generally don't say Safek, you would say Tfilas Nedava, but we wouldn't say Safek Lahakel. So it's a chiddush to say that, but it could be that it's dependent on our understanding of Tefillah Sederach. Once again, how much of it is a tefillah, how much of it is a bracha. You would assume that, or Soloveitchik's approach, that it's a subjective thing. It probably goes with more of the approach that it's a tefillah than that it's a bracha, but that's really what it comes down to. In the end, there's also a discussion, you know, by Tefillah Sederach in terms of Brachas Mechula Chavrta. I have a couple of Marmakomos on there, but the Maskana generally is, you know, if you can make it a Brachas Mechula Chavrta, that's great, but it's hard to make it a Brachas Mechula Chavrta, because unless you've just gone to the bathroom, which is the easiest one, otherwise you can't make a Bracha Rishona and make it into a Brachas Mechula Chavrta, because once you make the Bracha Rishona, you'd have to eat right away, so that would be a hatsake. Say the Maram Rutenberg was the one that brought this up, and he said he used to do it as part of Birchus HaShachar, so it's unclear what his trips were exactly. He would say Birchus HaShachar, then get on the wagon or wherever he was traveling with, and then daven after. You know, they talk about this, the Gemara talks about, the Shulchan Aruch talks about davening on the wagon and all these kinds of things. I always thought it was interesting. When I was a kid, my dad used to daven, in America. Here, I don't think we could find any minyanim before Nate's. But in America, there's obviously a lot of minyanim before Nates. And it's always a shaila, you know, should you daven before Nates and then go into the city for work? Or should you go into the city for work and daven after Nates?
Well, the reason they said Berachos HaShachar before and then daven later was because a lot of times traveling on these wagons, and if it was after a rain and they got bogged down into the mud, everybody, passengers included, would jump off the wagon. Push the wagon out. They get all dirty.
It's not if they weren't tossing. They couldn't do it, so maybe they wouldn't do it on the wagon. Yeah, so I don't know how his trips exactly work, but we probably couldn't say Birchus HaShachar and then go out on a trip. So, you know, Asher Yatzer is your best bet, but Lamaisa, if you're not able to do it as a Birchus HaShachar, so we don't. But it's just like we have with Kriya Shema Lamita, that like sometimes it's good to just get a reminder that like there are things that we should be doing that we just like throw away. So Tefillah Sederach is another good example of something that, like, you know, it's just fallen out of style, but it's good to bring it back if we can. All right.